And I'm delighted to have with me Mark Worley, who's chair of the Northwest Surrey Bus Users Group. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Graham.
And this is going to be a little bit incestuous today, I think, isn't it? Because yeah. I'm also involved in the group now.
Yes. Last time I came in here 6 months ago, I found out we had a mutual interest in transport generally. I've co-opted you onto our committee, and you're now working very closely and helping me in dealing with bus operators and the transport team at the County Council.
Indeed, yes. And I guess the reason I got involved, of course, was Bellio's announcement, who run a lot of the bus routes in North Surrey, deciding to pull out of a number of services last autumn.
They pulled out with fairly short notice, and the County Council had to arrange replacement contracts at very short notice and disproportionate expense. But fortunately, the County Council managed to find some extra money from a development budget, I believe, and they found new bus operators that were willing to give it a go. And so a lot of contracts were let for 8 months at significantly more expensive prices than.
And I guess it's partly because, of course, these contracts were short term, because yes. The original Bellio ones were due to end in 8 months'
right.
time. So at the beginning of this year, then, we had a revised bus service. And regrettably, although the extra funding was found, some, it did also mean some reductions on a number of corridors, didn't it?
Yes, that's right. Not only were there service reductions, as you rightly say, but the routes that remained were costing more money because the operators had to resource up only for 8 month contracts, which is always going to be more expensive than for longer term contracts. But now we're coming to the end of that 8 month period. Contracts are being let to start from the 2nd of September for, I think, 3 years with a possibility of extensions. And so fortunately, Surrey County Council have got more competitive pricing on those tenders, which have enabled them to save a considerable amount of money compared to the contracts that are running at the moment.
Right. I think the figure on an annual basis is about £700,000.
Yes.
That they've actually got a reduction on. So we're normally almost back to, I guess, the situation funding-wise from last year. But I suppose, although the good news is that there's been no further reduction in bus services, there has been some enhancements made.
Yes.
We haven't seen the return to the pre-December level on some corridors.
Yeah. Yes. We had Laurie James, who leads the local bus team at Surrey County Council, along to our meeting at the beginning of the month. He was asked whether there'd be a consultation, a public consultation, about September changes. And he said no, on the basis that basically they were keeping what is running now with some improvements. And whilst I totally appreciate that and can see his point, it could be argued that when the services were reduced, admittedly with very little notice, at the end of last year, there wasn't that consultation. There wasn't time for one, to be fair. So on the one hand, it's good news. The services that we've got at the moment will continue, so there's some stability. There are some slight improvements, but if we look back to what was running up until the end of December, on routes like the 555 and the 458 and the routes through Newhall between Addlestone and Woking, services, unfortunately, will continue at the reduced level they've been running at this year.
So they've been, they've gone down to hourly from half hourly. And, of course, it does make quite tricky certain Pacific journeys, doesn't it? Certainly in the morning, getting school children to school and workers to work, where the peak is very concentrated. In the afternoon, it's a little bit easier that the schools are out first before the workers. But nonetheless, there are certain key times where, you know, you need a bus, isn't it?
Yes.
And it does get more difficult with an hourly service.
If most of your journeys are for shopping, you normally have flexibility. But if you're travelling to work or to college, or you've got a hospital appointment, services hourly and less, we have quite a few services in the area running less than hourly, it could be argued are not fit for purpose. And we have to bear in mind this is an urban area, not dissimilar to the urban area the other side of the border in London, where, because of a postcode lottery whereby Transport for London enjoys hugely more funding, people on the other side of the London boundary, a few miles away, enjoy fantastic bus services.
Yeah, and I suppose the issue really is back to local government funding and central government funding, isn't it, for buses?
Yes.
They seem to be you know, yes, overlooked rather, don't they? I think, yes, Surrey's budget, I believe, is about $8 million just under for the bus service.
Yes.
And about $8 million for the concessionary travel as well, yes, the elderly free
bus
pass.
Which is, you know, a fraction of the money that is spent in London.
Mm.
And also, I think I'd make the point that $8 million sounds a lot of money, but in the context of Surrey County Council's overall budget, it's, I think, something like 0.5% or something like that. It's a very small amount. And yes, they've got massive funding problems in Surrey with social care, and we understand that they have to make savings somewhere. But at the end of the day, whatever financial difficulties they've got, they make decisions over priorities. And as a bus group, we will always want to see more money, not less, spent on supporting bus services.
And of course, for those who don't maybe know the arrangement, obviously in London, Transport for London, they design the network, set the fares and everything, and then they issue contracts for the bus operators to operate the buses.
That's
for
right,
a price.
Yeah.
Whereas outside of London, like in Surrey, any bus operator can, you know, operate a commercial service, giving 56 days notice, I think it is.
Yes.
And then Surrey have to come in and plug the gaps, as it were.
Yes.
And that makes network design a bit difficult at times as well.
Yes, and sometimes what we end up with is not the most ideal set of routes if you were planning them as an entity. Surrey, I think, are very grateful when operators say that they will run services without support. The 461 is probably the strongest service in this area. And we appear to be about to see a situation where we're going to have two operators, both operating half-hourly, on the 461. Now, that's great. It means that Surrey don't have to pay any money to support the service, except for evenings and Sundays. But you could argue it's wasteful competition at a time when many routes in the area need more buses.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Now, perhaps we can just go through some of the changes, because the big story, of course, was with Abellio partly pulling out last year. They've been unsuccessful in getting any of the Surrey contracts time round. From our understanding, talking to Surrey, it's all been about price and and getting the best offer. So Abellio are just left with their two commercial routes, as you say, the 461 they're planning to continue with, and also the 441, though we hear that's going to be curtailed at Staines, not get to Heathrow.
Yes, well, on the 441, Heathrow Airport, British Airways Authority, has cut funding for the route after the end of August. That would just leave Abellio with half of the 441 and the 461, given that another operator is coming in on the 461. Abellio had so little left, we did expect they would pull out, but the latest news is they're not pulling out. So they will continue to operate half of the 441, which is a concern in itself, because we'd like to see the whole of the 441 maintained. And as I say, they'll be in competition on the 461. But we've got a lot of new operators that have come into the area since January, and as far as we can tell, are doing a pretty good job. Let's hope that can continue in the longer term. And there are even more new operators coming in from September.
Indeed, yes. And get back to the 461, then the other operator, we understand, is going to run it via Field Common. And,
it is.
And also, which is good news,
good
rather
news
than just the main road, and going all the way to St Peter's Hospital.
That re-establishes the traditional 461 route. It also means that the 459 route, which we've had, is a Surrey-supported route, which we've had since January, which was partly designed to replace the 461 where the link across Addlestone was lost between Walton and Weybridge and St Peter's. That 459 will no longer be needed for that reason. And another change affecting the 459 is that the 555 route is being extended at both ends from September. The Heathrow Airport end, it's going to go to Heathrow Central rather than Terminal 5, which is an improvement. And at the country end, if you like, it's going to Whiteley Village, replacing the 564, following a request from one of our members.
So that will give Whiteley Village a later bus service in the evening, and also for the first time on Sundays.
That's right, yeah. So fantastic news for Whiteley Village, and I think it's Burwood Road between Hersham and Whiteley Village. So this enables the 564 Walton local service, which no longer will go to Whiteley Village, to be extended back to Vicarage Fields Estate and the XL every hour. That's another function which the 459 currently performs. So in effect, sorry, this is a bit complicated, but in effect the 459 has become redundant other than the section of Queen's Road, which it serves Queen's Road Weybridge. So what Surrey are going to do is extend the current 515, which currently runs from Kingston to Field Common. Oh, by the way, that won't be needed in Field Common because the new operator on the 461 is going around Field Common. So the 515 will be extended out through Hersham along Queen's Road to Weybridge and then continue on to Brooklands and along Newhall Road into Addlestone, something like the old 514 used to do last year. So that is bringing back a service that we'd lost.
Mm.
So I think really a lot of the improvements and changes I think we've just described in a sort of logical sequence.
Yes, absolutely, and we've been involved in that, and I must say that Laurie James and his team at Surrey County Council have been very receptive to our ideas as well, from our members and passengers, to try and tweak and get the best we possibly can out of the current funding envelope and those changes. So,
yes, I think as a bus group, we are becoming increasingly influential in a pragmatic way in helping the council to improve timetables and highlight possible problem areas. And I thank you very much, Graham, for the amount of detailed work you've done with the county council recently.
Yes, it's been very interesting. When the other thing, of course, there's going to be a gap plugged on the service through Thamesdinton to Surbiton because there was a big over 2-hour gap, I think, in the morning.
Yes.
Now there will be now regular hourly service through to Surbiton as well for shopping.
That's right, yes. And as a bus group, we provide an awful lot of feedback as a sort of one-stop shop for feedback to the county council, which I know they're very grateful for.
Mm.
I think sometimes people might think that a bus group should be a campaigning group, and to a limited extent we are, because we're always pressing for improvements, and one of the things that we're pressing for at the moment is ticket inter-availability.
I was going to say, this is the problem now, we've got several operators involved on all these routes.
And we have been asking for a Surrey travel card for years. We've not got really anywhere with that, to be absolutely honest with you, but I think it's increasingly important now, with the loss of the Abellio-Surrey network effect that we had up till the end of last year, that tickets be inter-available between operators. There is a thing called the Discovery Ticket, which most operators in London and the outside London, but in South East England, accept at the moment, but a number of small operators don't. So we're encouraging new operators to come into that scheme. On Surrey County Council routes, supported routes, operators are bound to accept each other's return tickets, but there's no such rule on commercial services. So we've already written to the County Council. We're going to be writing to bus operators to try and bang their heads together, get them to cooperate as much as possible on fares. And as I say, in the longer term, we would like to see a Surrey travel card. We've asked the County Council for an explanatory page in the new timetables, saying exactly what the ticket inter-availability situation is at the moment. Another area where we can be influential.
Perhaps you just run through some of these new operators then we've got coming in.
Yes, well, probably the two main operators in the Kingston-Woking Staines triangle from September will be Hallmark and Falcon. Both of them began at the end of the year. They're both providing a pretty good service as far as we can see, using newer vehicles, and hopefully there'll be more newer vehicles to come in September. And we're going to see Stagecoach doing some local routes in Woking, notably the 81. An operator called White Bus that is based at Winkfield near Windsor, not that far from our area, they're going to be running Route 446 commercially. And also under contract to Surrey, the 438 and the 566 and 567. Repton's coaches are going to be running the 513 and what I call the Spelthorne shopping services around Staines. They already run the 478 into Guildford, and I think they do a pretty good job. They're based at Bookham. So, Graham, have I missed anybody?
I don't think so. And, of course, we've still got Stagecoach running the 715.
Stagecoach on the 715, yes. Guildford, London United will be running the 400.
Yes,
that'll be. They're a well-established London bus company.
Yes.
I don't know.
Anyway, so we better say that Surrey has up on their website at the moment, on the changes page, full details of these changes, and they will be posting the new timetables there just as soon as they're ready. Anyway, if anybody wants to find out more about the North West Surrey Bus Users Group, I guess they go online and have a look at the Facebook page and get in touch.
Yes, we're on Facebook, also on Twitter.
Right.
And I should say our next meeting is on Saturday, the 2nd of September, Addlestone Methodist Church Hall in Station Road, Addlestone. We start at 10 o'clock and finish at 12.
All right, we'll both be there, won't we?
We will.
Thank you very much for coming in today,
Mark. Thank
you,
Graham.
And that was Mark Worley of the North West Surrey Bus Users Group.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.